Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, it is time to start the adventure with the STA Travel. And today we're speaking about the relationship that is STA Travel and Contiki South Africa. These two are thoroughly committed to one another. Joining us now live on Skype because a bridge decided to collapse today in Sandton is Lee Cairncross. What's happening, Lee?
Hey. This is seriously an adventure. We've never done this before, so hopefully we can hold out, you know, starting the adventure on the road and in studio.
Are you literally in Sandton traffic right now?
Literally in Sandton traffic on Skype.
Sure.
But we're doing this. We are committed to this. We love Contiki. STA loves Contiki. So we are doing this. We are committed.
Fantastic. All right. So STA Travel are represented there by Lee is in this unbelievable relationship with Contiki. And joining us from Contiki South Africa is the general manager, Kelly Jackson. Kelly, what's happening?
Hey, how are you? I'm in studio. Managed to make it through all the traffic.
I got to tell you, I'm looking at the visual.
Hey, girls.
I'm looking at the visuals right now. We've got the news channel on here of that bridge collapse. And it's horrible. It's intense. Okay, so let's shift gears and start this adventure. Today is really about not only giving away that unbelievable Europe Contiki, including flights to somebody that's interacted with us on Facebook and on Twitter, but also about talking about the awesomeness that is Contiki. So before Kelly gets involved here, Lee, Contiki, STA are in a relationship with Contiki because why? Why is this a great relationship?
Because Contiki is freaking awesome. I mean, if you are between 18 and 35, this is definitely the trip that you want to take. The concept of Contiki is this, and Kelly can elaborate a bit further on. It's basically a whole bunch of people about your age, your peers, who have the similar interest to you, that literally jam into a bus and road trip, in essence, Europe or Thailand or whichever destination it is that you choose. The prices are great. The inclusions are phenomenal. The tour guides are so able to do what it is that they do. They're just top notch. And then you're seeing Europe or you're seeing Thailand or you're seeing South America with 50 of your mates. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, and you meet so many amazing people. And Kelly, this is why, and I can see it, just the way you've spoken to me about Contiki in these past few minutes, you are wildly passionate about this brand. For you, it's not just a job, and you must just get the most amazing feedback. And it really, you're giving people these unbelievable experiences that mean so much to them. It takes on a different meaning, right?
Absolutely. Somebody actually asked me about 3 weeks ago, what do you love most about your job? And it's the fact that we get to change people's lives, because once you go on a Contiki experience with us, you never come back the same person, because you have so many incredible experiences. You meet so many people, you experience new cultures, new countries, new food, and it's a life-changing experience, travel in general. And to be part of that and get all this feedback and the stories, and you know, whenever I go somewhere and people are saying, oh, what do you do, and I say, oh, I work for Contiki, they're always like, oh, when I went on Contiki, or I'm going on one. And it's just such a rewarding job to actually be able to be part of that, you know, in some way, shape, or form.
Well, I got to tell you, I went to the Contiki to Thailand a couple of years ago, and this guy from New Zealand met this girl from Australia, and all I see now is just the pictures of the wedding and now the baby, and they literally met on Contiki, different countries, but all I see on Facebook is this relationship blossoming, this Australian-New Zealand relationship, and I know that that's an actual thing. People find love, they find friends for life. I've traveled with friends I met in a Contiki to different parts of the world. And what I really loved about going on that Contiki was just that everything was organized. I didn't have to stress about anything other than having a good time.
Absolutely. It's the most hassle-free way to travel. I mean, I know most of us, we're so stressed at work and, you know, everyday life, getting stuck in traffic, just, you know, everything winds you up, that when you actually want to go on a holiday, you want to unwind. So the best way is with Contiki, and they just do everything for you. So you can actually switch off, stop thinking, and just enjoy yourself, and you'll know you'll see all the places. You'll get to eat the great food. You'll get to experience everything that you need to experience and really get your money's worth and not have to worry about how do I get there, where do I sleep, what do I do, how much is it going to cost, because everything is taken care of.
Absolutely. And this is also where STA Travel comes in, because you guys take care of then the flights to the Contiki and sort of that whole process from getting from the airport and that to the Contiki. And you guys really put the whole package together, right, Lee?
Oh, yeah, no, of course. So you can come in, you can sit with us in one of our stores, one of our STA Travel stores, and say, okay, this is your budget. So you can come to us in many ways. You can say, I want to go to whatever your destination is, and we can put that together. Or you can come to us and say, this is my budget. What can you help me accommodate within the spend? And we can help you find a tour, And it's, there are many different types of styles of touring as well. Mm-hmm. So that's an option. We can help you with your flights as well. And the great thing about SDA at the moment is that we are currently running a promotion where we're offering you 20% off your Contiki.
Cool.
And you can book your Contiki and your flight, secure it for 1,000 rand.
Hmm.
That's it. So this month you pay 1,000 rand. It secures your Contiki trip and it secures your flights. And you only have to pay the balance of your trip.
Wow.
30 days.
Now, Kelly, how are you letting these STA travel people take 20% off? There's so much value in a Contiki. I mean, I did not see when I went on mine a single cent that was unaccounted for in terms of the quality of accommodation and the quality of excursion. So how the hell are you making this happen?
STA is all about looking after their clients and giving them the best value possible. Their consultants, as Lee said, you can pop into any one of their stores and you can chat to them. We're very fortunate with our relationship with STA that a lot of the consultants have actually been on a Contiki themselves and will be able to speak to a potential traveler or somebody of, you know, interested and be able to give them first-hand knowledge and experience. So they look after their clients the best possible way. They become our clients once they're on the trip, and together between ourselves, STA and Contiki, we ensure that the travelers have the time of their lives.
Hence, hashtag STA loves Contiki. It's also the title of a competition that we've been running on social media of late. The good folk over at STA Travel SA posted up on Facebook and on Twitter that if you shared a post speaking about this unbelievable relationship between these two great brands,
are we so in love?
that you could stand in line to win a Contiki to Europe and flights included in that, and all you had to do was share the post. And so everybody getting their game show hats on now, because it's about to get real here. Lee's our correspondent live in the streets of Sandton. She's got the word on the ground. She can see people.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
This is so exciting.
She can see the excitement in the streets of Johannesburg. People are really rallied up around this.
Out of windows, it's nuts.
It's crazy. So here's how it's going to work, because a lot of people have been asking me on social media, how's this going to roll out? Let me tell you. Okay, so there was an opportunity to share the post on Facebook and an opportunity to retweet and include the hashtag on Twitter. So what we're going to do is we're going to take two people from Twitter. They're going to battle it out. We're going to take two people from Facebook. They're going to battle it out against one another. And then the winner from Twitter and Facebook are then going to battle it out again. So, yeah, man, I'm doing that thing where you drag it out. And you know what? I'm totally entitled to, because it's not every day I give away a Contiki trip to Europe, including flights. So when the prize is big, you got to get people to work for it. So, Producer Kat, are you ready to do this? I'm going to give you the names. You're going to get them on the line.
Yes,
both are on the line, you're going to give me the signal, and then we're going to give them a bit of a challenge. So right now, I need you to get from, should we start with Facebook or Twitter? Lee, what do you think?
Let's go with Facebook. Let's go with the Facebook guys. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So from Facebook, two entrants by the name of Dylan and Tanya. Producer Kat, I need you to get Dylan and Tanya on the line, and then give me a thumbs up when we're ready to chat to them, and then we'll give them a bit of a challenge and see what we can do. Talk to me about this Contiki that they might win, Kelly.
Well, I actually had to get the brochure out, because this is our brand spanking new trip.
Oh,
so
cool.
We've just introduced it. It went live on the 1st of October, so it'll be running for the first time ever next year. So the lucky winner will get to experience one of our brand new trips. It's 10 days called the Mediterranean Escape, and it goes to Rome for 3 nights, the Amalfi Coast.
Yeah.
Do you want me to still carry on? And ends in the beautiful city of Athens. So you'll get a bit of an Italian and Greek experience. It's absolutely awesome. It's hotel accommodation. It's most of your meals included, so all your breakfast, dinners, a few of your dinners, lots of inclusions, sightseeing, like you'll go to the Vatican. The best part about traveling with Contiki, for example, is we fast-track you to some of the best icons in the world. So the Vatican, you won't have to stand in the queues. And most people who go to the Vatican have to stand in like 3 hours of queues on any given day in summer. Our guys will be fast-tracked, given headsets, and taken straight to the front, like VIPs, and given the true experience. So they're going to get all these extra inclusions and just the whole Contiki experience, which you only know about once you've come back from a trip. It's hard to put it into words.
It really, really is.
Yeah.
Those brochures do a very good job, though, by the way. And if you've never scrolled through a Contiki brochure before, they are so cool because, there's visual representations. And also, you really get into the specifics of traveling, from down to how many meals are included, what the additional activities are. I mean, a lot of work goes into that, right?
Oh, yeah. It takes us months to produce these brochures just to give our clients a good overview of exactly what they're going to get. There's no hidden surprises. There's no hidden secrets. You know what you're going to get into, and you can grab any of these brochures at any one of your STA stores.
Fantastic. All right. So I believe that Dylan and Tanya are on the line. Lee, give me a thumbs up live from the streets of Sandton. You got your thumbs up there, Lee? Hang on, I think we lost Lee for a second there. Lee, you got your thumbs up? Thumbs are up. Okay, he's getting a little quiet. All right, let's touch base with our two winners on Facebook, Dylan and Tanya. Tanya, okay, we seem to have lost them. We'll rework that. we'll rework Tanya and Dylan, getting them on the line. Of course, they're going to do a bit of a battle. Let's talk about that battle. It's going to be quite intense, huh?
I am so excited.
It's going to be cool.
Yep, this is going to be awesome.
Now, I do believe that you just got back from Costa Rica recently.
I know. I'm very fortunate with my job that we do get to experience some of the destinations and product. And just got back from Costa Rica last month, yeah, 3 weeks ago.
Super cool.
Amazing. My first time touching Latin American soil, and it definitely won't be the last. It's such an adventure capital, I must say.
And that was a Contiki?
Yes, of course.
So talk to me about the different locations that you can go on a Contiki to.
Sure. Well, we're obviously talking a lot about Europe today because that's the prize we're giving away. We do Europe in summer and winter, so you can travel all year round. We do Latin America, which I've just been lucky enough to experience. We have USA and Canada, which is also extremely popular. Everyone wants to go to see the bright lights of the States and, you know, experience what the movie's all about. Asia, as you've experienced yourself, so we do a lot of Asia, Thailand, Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, China, and this year we launched Japan, which has become an incredibly hot favorite. And then we also do Australia and New Zealand, so pretty much we do cover most places. So anyone wanting to travel, we should be able to give them an option.
Fantastic. All right, so I do believe that we've got Dylan and Tanya on the line. What's happening, Dylan?
Hi, yes, Dylan.
Good, good, Dylan. And Tanya, you also there?
Sorry, say that again, I can't hear you.
Dylan, you there? You got me?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah.
All right, Tanya, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, fantastic. Tanya's a little soft there. I don't know what's going on with that. But, okay, so here's the challenge, you two. You obviously shared the post on Facebook, and here's what you got to do. You're going to have to give me a bit of a rap around why you should win this trip to Europe. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to think about it, and then I'm going to say Dylan's going first on 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Dylan, hit me.
So I got a world map tattoo that says to live shall be an adventure. I have a deep desire to explore a bad case of wanderlust, if you would say. I've been wanting to pinpoint everywhere I go on my map tattoo. For me, it's not just about the destination, but the people that I meet that make the journey. The Europe Contiki is my ultimate dream.
Fantastic, Dylan. That was really, really dope. Kelly's impressed. Lee, you impressed? I think we lost Lee there. Yeah. Sound in traffic.
I'm totally...
You're impressed. Okay. Tanya, you've got 5 seconds. You got to give me that rap, Tanya, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Tanya, you want to give me that rap? I can't hear Tanya. What's going on? Why can't we hear Tanya? But Dylan did pretty good there. Tanya, you there?
No, it's me, guys.
Okay, that's Lee. Okay.
Sorry, no Tanya in the
second. All right, Tanya is not there. We're going to get Tanya. Let's try and get Tanya. Dylan did pretty good there from a judging perspective. What are you thinking,
Absolutely.
Kelly?
Absolutely, I was quite impressed. Okay. Considering we gave him 10 seconds to think about this, so kudos to him.
It was impressive. Okay, we're going to get Tanya on the line, and then, of course, though, we're going to get our Twitter people to go head-to-head. We got Tanya there. Tanya, you there?
Yeah.
That's Dylan.
I'm here.
Tanya?
No.
Yo, Tanya, you there? Tanya?
Can you hear me?
Yes, Tanya.
Yeah,
there we go. Okay, cool. Okay, Tanya, you ready to give me that rap?
Yes, I am.
Okay, fantastic. And go.
Contiki, I'm here for adventure. Contiki, I'm not ready for some confetti. Wiki, wiki, wiki. I'm here to make the best friends you'd ever make in your life. Share the memories of a good bottle of wine.
Okay, wow, all right, you did pretty good there. I'm so glad that I don't have to choose between Dylan and Tanya. We got to go to Lee now for her vote. Lee, between Dylan and Tanya, who wins on the Facebook side of things?
Oh, man, guys, I thought we were going to, like, make that hard part Kelly's.
Let's share this. You vote, I vote, and then we'll go to Ari to do the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
One.
I'm gonna go with Dylan.
Okay,
that
one
was
for
my
Dylan.
Vote too.
All right, there you go, Dylan. You're the winner, Dylan. You there?
Woo! Yes, I'm here.
Okay, fantastic, Dylan. We're gonna call you back in 2 seconds. You're gonna go up against the winner on Twitter, but you are one step closer to winning that Kentucky. That's
awesome,
Dylan. There, you still got one more challenge left, but I'm not gonna tell you what it is yet. Tanya, don't worry, it's still 20% off on Kentucky's if you go to STA Travel, so it's okay, right? Everyone's the winner. There you go. Okay.
You're making this tough. Hey?
I am making this tough.
What?
It's you got to work for it. Okay. So that is our Facebook winner there, Dylan. So he goes into the finals. Now we've got to find out who our winner on Twitter was. Of course, the job was to retweet the tweet and include the hashtag STA loves Kentucky. And our two Twitter people are, drumroll please, Lebu and Luke. Alright, so if your name's Lebu or your name is Luke and you were on Twitter and you retweeted and included the hashtag, then we're going to be giving you a call right about now. Producer Kat's going to say, yo, what's up? You ready to go live to studio? And then we're going to give you that challenge. Just before we touch base with our two Twitter winners, Kelly, Kentucky just recently, you were saying a little earlier on, launched Japan, which is really dope. Just another example of really expanding the reach.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible. People just, Japan is the hot destination of the year. So we sent actually one of our social media influencers, Craig Howes, if anyone follows him on Instagram, go have a look at some of his pictures. He traveled with us in April with a whole lot of influences from around the world, and it was just absolutely incredible to see the different cultures, the food, the geishas, all the iconic sites and everything. It's just, it's a destination that's definitely been put on my bucket list after seeing that.
Let's talk about the ideal times to go to the different locations and choosing a Kentucky based on time. I know that you guys actually sort of pre-do that for people, because if weather's really bad, you won't even run the tour, because you actually care about people having a great experience.
Yeah, you don't want to go to a Thai island holiday and sit on the beach in the pouring rain. So we obviously operate our Thai island holiday seasonal. We have Europe that operates year-round, but we obviously don't operate camping during the winter for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
You know, we operate, when you look at our trips, when there are dates in the brochure, you'll see that those are the best times for our passengers to travel and actually enjoy the location and the experiences that go with it. So everything's taken care of in that regard.
And of course, Lee, going into an STA travel branch, you'll also get a bit of advice in terms of finding the right Kentucky for you, huh? She totally just said yes. You didn't hear it, but she said yes. There you go. I knew that's what you were going to say. All right. I believe that our Twitter finalists are on the line. Let's say hello to, yo, is this Lebu? Lebu, you there? Sort of, not amazingly. Lebu, you there? Okay. I can't really hear you that good. Okay. Let's get Lebu there. Producer Kat's going to put it together. Lebu, what's up? Okay, let's see if Luke's there. Luke, what's happening?
Hi, I'm on.
Good. There we go. That's nice. Okay. Luke, are you ready for your challenge? Are you going to have to battle Lebu out with this? Obviously, we made our Facebook peeps rap a song. You're going to have to sing a song, Luke, about why you deserve this prize. You're going to give you 10 seconds, then you're going to hit it. On 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Give it to us, Luke.
STA and Kentucky. Hashtag relationship goals. But my goal is to see the world, different cultures. Yeah. New surroundings. Yeah. Catch a plane to Europe and expand my views. That's enough to get rid of anyone's flu.
Kelly's impressed. Lee, you impressed?
Oh, yeah, you've got the applause from me.
I love being serenaded.
All right, Luke, you did good. Lebu, are you ready for your song?
Yes. What do I have to do?
So you just got to give me a song about why you deserve this Kentucky trip to Europe. I'm going to give you a 5-second countdown, and then you're going to go. Lebu, on the count of 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and...
I want to go to Kentucky. Take me to Kentucky, because I'm so fabulous and love to travel.
Awesome.
Wowee, that was really, really good. This is a difficult one. Let's go to Judge Lee now. Lee, between Luke and Lebo, who's the winner on Twitter?
No, I'm going to pass this one back to Kelly first. You can answer the first one.
Thanks, Lee. Tough one, because they both enjoyed being serenaded by both of them. I'm going to go with Luke on this one.
Luke. All right, Luke, that's it.
I'm on Kelly's page as well. I'm going to go with Luke as well.
Fantastic. Lebo, apologies about that, but no stress. It's still 20% off Contiki's if you go through STA Travel. So you're still on the way to going on that Contiki. So you still win at the end of the day like everybody else. Right now, though, it is time for us to have the final showdown. It's a showdown, of course, between Luke and Tanya.
And Dylan.
Dylan. Luke and Dylan. All right. So we got to get Luke, who's already on the line. Let's get Dylan on the line. This is where, Kelly, now you really, the pressure comes onto you because you have to decide what their challenge is. I'm not going to give you any instruction. Have you been thinking long and hard about this?
I have, actually. I think we've got a good challenge
you
up
think
for them.
You got it? All right.
Yeah.
Producer Kat, are we ready to get Luke and Dylan both on the line and give them this challenge at the same time? You want to give me a thumbs up there? She's dialing furiously. Obviously, we had Luke on the line. Luke was our Twitter winner. Dylan was our Facebook winner. And, of course, let's just reiterate that prize once again.
So this is a 10-night Mediterranean escape. So you'll get to experience Rome, the Amalfi Coast, and Athens. So a little touch of the Med and just really take it to a whole nother level.
So, so cool. All right. Luke, you there? Hello, Luke.
Hello.
Cool. Luke, you ready for this challenge? Let's see if we can get to Dylan as well. Dylan, you there? All right, we're going to get Dylan. We've got to give him the same challenge, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Are you ready to give the challenge and then we're going to kick it off with Luke?
Yeah, perfect.
Fantastic.
So, Luke, on Contiki, we're all about making every moment count. How would you make every moment count and make sure you had no regrets once you were on your trip?
Just taking every opportunity that comes my way, making new friends, experiencing the views, visiting all the World Heritage sites.
Anything naughty? Maybe hit up a nightclub or something along the way?
Yes, no, absolutely.
Just kidding. No, that's right. Awesome.
Fantastic, Luke. That's a good answer. Let's see if it's going to be good enough. Of course, we've got to get Dylan to answer the same question. Dylan, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Fantastic. That question one more time, Kelly.
So, Luke, on Contiki, we're all about making every moment count. So how would you make every moment count if you won this trip and come back with absolutely no regrets?
Well, I'll tell you this, that I've only been to two places, and after high school, I had the privilege to go to Zanzibar. And for me, I really thought it was the destination. I was thinking, wow, it's going to be the destination. But, you know, to be honest, I learned very quickly that it wasn't just the destination. It was the people that I met that made the journey so, so amazing. And I just want to come back with so many memories and good people that I meet and see things and definitely party. I think this is like my ultimate dream. I've always thought about it. I've always dreamed about it. And I just want to be lost. Like, being lost is sometimes the best thing in the world. I can't even imagine anywhere else to be lost.
All right, it's a tough decision between Dylan and Luke. Lee, where's your head at? Kelly's going to make the call here, but Lee, emotionally, where are you at following these two final answers?
And don't avoid the question, Lee.
I'm torn. I'm a wanderluster. You see, I connect with both of these guys.
Both of them were spot on.
They totally spot on. Oh my goodness. Do I have to choose?
Yes.
Oh guys, I'm swaying towards Dylan, hey? Swaying.
Kelly Jackson, General Manager of Contiki South Africa, where are you swaying?
Well, I can't say not Dylan now. I think they're both amazing. It's too hard. But I think, you know, Dylan's just wanting to be lost somewhere in the world and just getting, you know, that experience has also just captured my vote.
And there you go. Just like that, Dylan has just won himself a trip from Contiki to Europe, which is so unbelievably awesome. That includes flights. So, Dylan, how are you feeling, bro?
I can't even contain my excitement. Like, my dream has honestly come true. It's like, it's amazing.
Awesome. It's not every day you win a trip to Europe.
I'm going to have the best time of my life, and I can guarantee you that.
I have no doubt that you will.
So, so cool. And we're so excited to track that journey. Of course, I know that you're going to share it on social media and we'll touch base with you after you've come back. Kelly, one more time. Just tell Dylan once again where he's going, what he needs to get ready for here.
Oh, you know what? At the moment, just get your passport ready and your excitement. It's the trip of a lifetime. You don't have to worry about anything because SGA will take care of all the details for you. And once you're overseas, Contiki will handle everything for you. All you've got to do is get excited. And make sure you've got a passport. You know how long that can take, so please. Get your passport and we'll help you with the rest. You're going to make you know, the best part about Kentucky is when you go there, you make friends that you don't know how you ever lived without them. Friends for a lifetime, experiences for a lifetime, taste different foods, experience different cultures, have a good time day or night, and just, you know, you'll be able to cherish some memories for a lifetime after that. So congratulations, and we can't wait for you to travel with us.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much, guys.
Fantastic. And just like that, Dylan McMurtry wins our STA Loves Kentucky competition. Yeah, man, doesn't feel good to give stuff away.
I know. I'm like, oh, I feel so bad for everyone else, but, you know, it's just, that's the hard part about this. But I'm so excited for Dylan. He's going to absolutely love it.
But thank you so much to everybody that entered. And, of course, a specific shout-out to Tanya, Luke, and Lebu, who all entered. It was the ultimate showdown of Facebook versus Twitter. Facebook triumphed in the end with Dylan winning there. And social media is really a big part of a Kentucky because now you've got to share your experience, right? That's one of the coolest things you can do when you're traveling is capture the moments that you can relive it again and again.
Oh, absolutely. If anyone wants to check out what Kentucky's about, they can see what our travelers actually do, you know, uncensored. Just follow hashtag Kentucky or hashtag no regrets and on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, anything, and they'll actually get to experience what our clients do, you know, without us putting any words in their mouths. They'll get to see the pictures and see the comments and kind of live it virtually for now until they get there themselves.
So cool. Lee, final words from the streets of Sandton?
I just want to say a massive congratulations and thank you to everybody who entered the competition. Hashtag STA loves Kentucky. What a privilege. What an awesome privilege to have experienced Kentucky and then also to be able to give one away. And we're so excited for Dylan to go on his trip and they follow for that. It's really, really cool. So well done and congrats. And come into SDA if you didn't win. Come into SDA and we can organize some awesome deals for you to send you on your next Kentucky.
Fantastic. That's Lee there from STA Travel. And, of course, you can keep up with STA Travel. It's at STA Travel SA on Twitter. And, of course, they're on Facebook as well. And the Kentucky also hella easy to keep up with. Even if you don't follow them, they creep into your timeline because all your cool friends are going on Kentucky. So it just works like that. But talk to me about keeping up with Kentucky SA quick, Kelly.
Well, I feel like the hashtag should have been Kentucky loves STA because, you know, we have such a great relationship with them. And like you said, what you didn't mention was if you go into an STA store book now, you don't only get the discount, but you also stand a chance to win 10,000 rand spending money.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, they're offering loads and loads and loads of opportunities for you to get there. So all's not lost to everyone who entered these competitions. Please get yourself into an STA store and you could book a trip and never know, you could also win the spending money to go with it.
Fantastic.
So they're really looking after their clients. So it's really awesome.
That is so cool. What a great deal. But there's always great deals around Kentucky, and especially if you go into an STA travel store because of that relationship.
Absolutely. Just go into any STA and they will give you the best deal in town, without a doubt.
Fantastic. Kelly, so cool hanging out.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much as well for giving stuff away. That's always a fun thing to do on a Wednesday afternoon.
Best part of my job.
And then Kentucky is all over social media. The handles at Kentucky SA.
Twitter handle is Kentucky SA and everything else is Kentucky. Find us on YouTube, see the videos. Find us on Facebook. I believe we're on Snapchat.
Cool.
All those things. So any social media, you'll find Kentucky.
Super. That's us starting the adventure on a Wednesday afternoon. We do this once a month with the good folk over at STA Travel. Today, of course, talking about Kentucky and giving away that unbelievable prize. And if you've missed anything we've done over the past couple of months, we've been doing this since the top of the year, just go to cliffcentral.com/STA Travel and you'll find everything from that time we spoke about Thailand to the time we spoke about Europe to reliving the moments of this competition right now. We'll do this again next month. And, of course, you can keep up with STA Travel on those handles. It's at STA Travel SA. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.